So Betsy Binstock is a poet. She's also a songwriter, and she's going to be playing the keyboard, but I've just got to transpose it for her.
Please stand by. All right. I don't know. They're working on something. Next week, no, the 18th, we have Don White at the Emerson Umbrella.
I don't care about that.
Who's here next week? Are we here next week?
No.
2 weeks. In 2 weeks, who's the feature, Ellen?
2 weeks is John Swenson and Gail Picard.
John Swenson and Gail Picard. Gail Picard's going to be getting a lot of press. She's running the open mic at the...
Mark Hastings, come up here a sec, would you?
Mark Hastings? Mark Hastings? I'm not sure what they're... They're trying to get the transporter here, so they're going to beam someone someplace, I think.
This is the problem of writing everything in CD.
Yeah, that's fine. I just looked at the
moving a piano
button.
Is hard any way you
okay.
do it.
Okay. Thank you, Mark Hastings.
All right,
I just
I'll get out of the way.
In the right direction. Please welcome Betsy Binstock.
And I'm down here. Great. After the wonderful piano playing we've been hearing, this is what's known as minimalism. And it's also a work in progress. It's called Why. He comes to me at sunrise. He comes to me. Wait a second. Let's try that one again. He comes to me at sunrise. He comes to me at night. I glimpse his face in shadows, in brief memories of delight. Swooping down the valley comes the early morning wind. It's so scent of roses wet with rain. I try to catch its essence, but my fingers let it slide. Why does such beauty often cause such pain? Dreaming of our past lives, when we shared our daily bread, reminds me of the garden out in back. The small black cat that chased cold wire down our narrow hall. Why do such memories show us what we lack? He comes to me at sunrise. He comes to me at night. I glimpse his face in shadows, in brief memories of delight. Once I plant in windows, thirsty for the watering can, while fearsome masks from Africa stare out. The treasured times were fleeting, passing quickly by my heart. Why these inward journeys end in doubt. Sun beats on your gravestone, marking where you've come to rest. Your hurting spirit only haunts at times. I rarely visit where we lived so very long ago, and answers slip away like wind through pines. He comes to me at sunrise. He comes to me at night. I glimpse his face in shadows, in brief memories of delight, in brief memories of delight.
Thank you, Betsy. Thank you very much.